In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Who, me? Perhaps you asked that question when your spouse said, "I want to spend my life with you and only you." Perhaps your wide-eyed children have answered with this question when your finger has pointed at them as the sinning culprit. Who, me? A question of incredulity, even utter disbelief, whether feigned or real. The great Renaissance master Caravaggio interprets the Apostle Matthew to be voicing a who me with his finger in his painting of Jesus' call of Matthew. Caravaggio envisions Matthew seated at a dingy Renaissance table, leading three youth into the pleasures of cheating people of their money. With all but his head and arm concealed by the figure of Peter, Jesus stretches out his arm, one finger pointing unwaveringly at Matthew. "Follow me." And Matthew, with one hand in the money pot, turns his other finger toward his own breast, as if to say, "Me?" An incredulous finger. Me, a tax collector, a collaborator with the Romans, the embodiment of sin for many first century Israelites. Jesus is calling me? It is the finger of doubt, a finger painted by sin. And what does Jesus do with Matthew's finger? How does he answer the who, me? Not with a yes, you, but with no, me. Follow me, the one who gives you true treasure. Follow me, the one who forgives sins and so heals. Follow me, the doctor who brings life through death. Follow me, Emmanuel, God's Shekinah in the flesh. And thus Caravaggio strokes a light coming from somewhere within Jesus and ending at the tip of his finger. Emmanuel, God with us. But Caravaggio's canvas doesn't paint the whole story. That beckoning hand and the words, "Follow me," lead to Matthew's hosting of a sinner's feast with Jesus. Not a sinful feast, but a sinner's feast. Matthew seems to know what Jesus' words and finger mean, that he has come to save sinners. But what Matthew doesn't know is where Jesus' "follow me" will finally take him. To sin's feast, the feast of death, the cross where sinners die. There Jesus dies, God with us, even where death intended to feast on us eternally. Follow me, Christ calls to you. Follow me as Matthew did. Who, me? Yes. Receive the gift of God, the feast of his sumptuous words, the bread that is his body, the cup that is his blood. Then, nourished on his life, you can face the sword, spear, and battle axe, instruments of a disciple's death. Thus you die, but with your death swallowed up in Emmanuel's death. Jesus calls to you, "Follow me." Who, me? Yes, Jesus says, "Follow me, O Matthew, O sinner, to the feast of life, the gift of God in my cross. Follow me." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.